Jake hurried down the school's marble steps in the bright April sunshine and headed to his mountain bike. Bright laughter drew his attention to the left. Under one of the flowering dogwoods in the schoolyard stood his sister, Katie. She leaned on the trunk of the tree, dressed in the yellow and gold of the senior cheer squad. A match to the three other girls gathered around her, though clearly she was their leader. She also had the full attention of half a dozen upper-class boys, all wearing letterman jackets. She laughed again at something one of the boys said. She tossed her head in a well-practiced flip, sending out a cascade of blonde hair, only a few shades lighter than Jake's. She stretched out a leg as if limbering up, but mostly Jake knew it was to show off the length of her leg and the new silver ankle bracelet. She was trying to gain the attention of the captain of the football team, but he seemed more interested in a shoulder-punching contest with a fellow teammate. For just a brief moment, Katie's eyes caught Jake's approach. He watched them narrow in warning, marking off forbidden territory. Jake skirted away. He quickened his steps, prepared to take a wide swath around the gathered elite of Middleton Prep. It was because of such a concentrated effort that he failed to see Craig Brask until he was almost on top of him. A large arm shot out and slammed a palm into Jake's chest. Fingers curled into his shirt. "Where do you think you're going?" Craig Brask stood a head taller than Jake and twice his weight. His classmate's red hair was shaved to a stubble, and his face had so many freckles it looked like he was always blushing. He had the sleeves of his school jacket rolled up to expose his ape-like forearms. "Let me go, Brask," Jake warned. "Or what?" By now, others gathered. Snickers rose from the crowd. As Craig turned to grin at his audience, Jake reached up and grabbed Craig's thumb in a lock and twisted it. Over the past 3 years, Jake had studied more than just ancient civilizations. He had readied his body as much as his mind by taking Taekwondo classes 3 times a week. Craig gasped as Jake broke his hold. The large boy stumbled back. Not wanting the fight to escalate, Jake turned and headed for his bike. But Craig lunged and grabbed the back of Jake's collar, not letting him leave. Jake felt the thin braided leather cord around his neck snap under the pressure. The weight suspended from it slid down his belly where his shirt was tucked into his jeans. Anger flared, white hot and blinding. Not thinking.